This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of March 10th, 2024. Arkansas's congressional delegation did not enjoy President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, the president giving his third such speech to a joint session of Congress last Thursday. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette caught up with Senator John Bozeman of Rogers and Representative Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs right afterward.
I've had the opportunity to hear many State of the Unions through the years of several different presidents, and I think that was the most partisan speech that I've ever heard. It was like a Democratic campaign rally.
It was hard to listen to him for several reasons, but he's not trying to get anything done. He was just out there yelling and trying to motivate his political base.
Representative Steve Womack of Rogers saying in a statement that Biden's remarks were, quote, inconsistent with the realities facing America. Arkansas's lawmakers bringing guests to the Capitol for the State of the Union. Representative French Hill of Little Rock invited Teresa Ballew, chairman of the board for Speak Up About Drugs, an organization raising awareness about drug misuse and overdoses. Ballew says addressing fentanyl use and access to overdose reversal drugs like naloxone should be something that deserves bipartisan attention.
I have met some of the nicest people I wish I'd never met simply because they had, some of them, just one pill their child has taken and they are dead. It's so dangerous. It is a menace among us, and it's something that our leadership needs to take seriously.
As for Representative Hill, he is calling on the Biden administration to do more to address security at the U.S.-Mexico border and how dangerous drugs enter the United States. Senator Bozeman's guest, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, Representative Womack brought Miss America Madison Marsh, and Representative Westerman attended with Albert McCoyne, the congressman's former agriculture teacher. Another government shutdown averted, the Senate and House sent a legislative package consisting of six spending bills to the president's desk. Those measures supporting agencies and programs related to agriculture, energy, veterans affairs, transportation, and housing. The package funds these parts of the government through September. Every member of the Arkansas congressional delegation backed the package. Bozeman, Crawford, Womack, and Westerman securing millions of dollars for projects in Arkansas through local project request. Crawford of Jonesboro securing the most for one issue, the congressman getting more than $107 million for work on the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System. The 445-mile channel connects the Mississippi River to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
This is addressing some pretty serious deferred maintenance issues that need to be taken care of so that it continues to be a real viable superhighway.
An additional $80 million for the channel is considered funding from the president's budget request. The minibus also includes language impacting the United States compacts with the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, and Palau. The compacts of free association allow the United States to maintain a military presence in these nations in exchange for economic and security assistance. Westerman, through his role as chairman on the House Natural Resources Committee, led a bipartisan effort approving the compacts that ended up in the final package.
This was a good inclusion in the bill that will be very important to our national security and our relations in the Indo-Pacific region going forward.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee shares jurisdiction with its House counterpart on the compacts, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who serves as the Senate committee chairman.
Just had to take whatever vehicle we had and they put it back in. We're very happy about that.
The compacts also allow citizens of these freely associated states to live in the U.S. as lawful non-immigrants. Arkansas has the largest Marshallese population in the country, with around 8,300 people living in the natural state. Most of the Marshallese reside in northwest Arkansas. Representative Womack sharing insight regarding his victory in the 3rd Congressional District Republican primary, the congressman from Rogers beating State Senator Clint Pinzo last Tuesday with 54% of the vote. Womack describing the results as the byproduct of a perfect storm.
Personally, I knew that there was some angst over my vote on the speaker's race with Mr. Jordan, and I knew that would impact my race some. And just a general dissatisfaction that people have with Washington, and golly, their knee-jerk reaction is, you know, kind of take it out on the member that's most responsible. that represents you, and that happened to be me.
Another factor, low voter turnout. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office reporting a statewide voter turnout of less than 21% in last week's primary election.
The motivated people for my opponent that, you know, have a have issues with me, in some cases maybe several, I knew they were motivated to get out and vote, and they did. And to their credit, and to his credit, they got out and voted for him.
Womack, the only member of Arkansas's congressional delegation with a primary opponent, he will face Democrat Caitlin Draper in the general election. Representative Crawford has his sights on the next Congress. Crawford announcing he is seeking the top Republican spot on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. If Republicans keep majority control of the House after this year's election cycle, he would be the committee's chairman come next January. Crawford is an experienced committee member and currently serves as the chairman of the Highways and Transit Subcommittee. One wrinkle in his plan, current chairman Sam Graves. The Missouri Republican intends to file a waiver allowing him to serve a fourth term as the committee's top Republican. The House Republican Conference has a three-term limit. But Crawford says he is not insulted by Graves' intentions.
We've talked about it. He told me he was going forward, and I, you know, okay. And I told him I was going forward, and okay. Sam and I are good friends, and that's not going to change.
The appointment would increase Arkansas' sway on Capitol Hill. Senator Bozeman serves as the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. As previously noted, Representative Westerman leads the House Natural Resources Committee. Senator Tom Cotton of Little Rock is interested in serving as the Senate Republicans Conference Chair in the next Congress. Members of the Arkansas Farm Bureau spending time last week in Washington. County leaders meeting with the state's congressional delegation and officials with the Department of Agriculture and Environmental Protection Agency. The hot topic, passing a new farm bill. Congress needs to pass a package by the end of September after lawmakers agreed to punt consideration from the original deadline last fall. The farm bill addresses programs related to agriculture, nutrition assistance, and rural development. Robert Lloyd is a financial consultant who also raises cattle in Logan County.
Farmers have to plan, and they need to know what the rules are. And right now, those rules are somewhat in flux.
Jeffrey Tubbs' family cultivates rice, soybeans, and corn in Craighead County. He says Congress needs to work together on getting a farm bill done.
I just would really like for them to get back to acting like Congress and the government should, and remembering that they're here for the people. Instead of one side yelling about the Republican, the Democrats yelling about the opposite side, seems like we say a lot of complaining, but not a lot of action for the people that they're up here supposed to be doing the work for.
The nonpartisan Congressional Research Service estimates programs in the next farm bill will cost nearly $1.5 trillion over the next decade. Much of that spending involves nutrition programs. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of March 10th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at ArkansasOnline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.